Hi there, Workplace Warriors. I'm Dave Lorenzo. You've only got 60 seconds to make a first impression, and I've got half that time to convince you to come with me to the place to be. It's the place you know that will make your wallet grow. It is the 60-second sales show. Hey there, everyone. It's Dave Lorenzo, and this week we're doing something very different. We're doing something very different because we are now in very different times. I'm recording this show 2 hours before it is scheduled to be released on iTunes. I'm recording it at 10 a.m. on Monday, November 14th, and usually we record the show a week in advance. Usually I work on next week's show this week. And I did have a show all lined up, ready to go today. I recorded it on Wednesday. Nancy Pop, my producer, was with me on the show. We had our usual engineer edit it. And it's loaded and it's ready to go right now. But I'm not happy with that show. And I'm not going to let that show air. I'm taking it down. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Last week, I record the show every week on a Wednesday. And last week, I went to record the show on Wednesday, and I couldn't do it. I was off my game. And the reason I was off my game is it was the day after the presidential election. I was up all night. I hadn't slept. We record the show at 9:30 in the morning. And I sat down to record it, and I was exhausted. My energy level wasn't there. I couldn't do it. So I reached out to Nancy, and we rescheduled for the next day. I sat down to record the show on Thursday, and the show was reflective of how I felt at the time. I think it was an angry show. It was a show full of negative emotion. Even the title of the show, while controversial and exciting, was just full of energy that I did not want to extend to you. So today, it's a few days later. It's not a full week. It's 4 days after that moment. And it is now almost a full week since the presidential election in the United States, in which Donald Trump was elected president. And I don't want to spread that hate, and I'm not going to. My politics is obvious. Those of you who know me know my politics. You know how I feel about things. You know which way I lean. But I try to understand everyone's point of view. And the simple fact of the matter is we now have a president of the United States who has been duly elected. The election was fair. The election was done by the rules. There's no controversy surrounding the specifics, the mechanics of the electoral process that put Donald Trump in the position of being president-elect of the United States. So we will have a peaceful transition of power here in the U.S. And that is a demonstration of our democracy. Now, I did not vote for Donald Trump. Those of you listening, some of you may have voted for him, and that's great. I salute you for getting out and voting. I salute you for the victory of your candidate. And the people that I've talked to who voted for Donald Trump, it makes sense to me. I understand why those folks voted for him, and that's fine. I don't believe that your vote for a candidate is something that makes you that puts you in a specific class. So if you voted for Hillary Clinton, I don't think that makes you someone who is a socialist who wants 80% tax and wants everything to be free for everyone. That's not my feeling about people who voted for Hillary Clinton. Just like if you voted for Donald Trump, I don't think you agree necessarily with everything that has been attributed to Donald Trump. I didn't say everything Donald Trump said. I said everything that's been attributed to Donald Trump. So I'm not passing judgment on anyone for anything. What I am going to do moving forward is I'm going to respect the office of the President of the United States. I'm going to give Donald Trump the chance to be successful and I'm going to judge him based upon his actions in office. If he does things I don't like, I'm going to say that. If he does things that are good, I'm going to say that too. What we can all do, if we want to have an impact, is work on the world around us. I have an opportunity to influence a lot of people with this show, with the show I do on Facebook, with the videos I produce, with the content I create and write and post on my website. And I want to be helpful. I want to help people make a great living and live a great life. That's not just a tagline. It's my mission. It's what I do. So I'm going to volunteer locally. My wife and I are going to volunteer locally to help people. I'm going to become active in causes I believe in, even more active than I am today. And I'm going to try and help make the world a better place from this little circle 3 feet around me now, all the way out as far as it can extend. That's what I can do. Being angry, being mad, and criticizing people, that's not helpful. It's not going to help me feel any better about losing the election, my candidate losing the election, and it's not going to help me feel any better about the way things move forward. And in reality, I can impact the world around me, and you can impact the world around you. And to the extent that our two worlds come together, hopefully we can influence one another in a positive way. So, my friends, the original show that I was going to do today is about how to get along with people who disagree with your opinion. And when I listened to it, I found myself going to a place that was unacceptable to me. My anger was transparent. And we're coming up on a time of year. We're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. And we're 6 weeks away from the holiday season. That's not the time to be angry with people. It's not the time for vitriol. It's the time to come together and be thankful for what we have. It's the time to reach out to others and help others. So today, our podcast, the message from our podcast is go out and help someone today. Instead of criticizing that person you know who voted a way that you didn't on Facebook, go out and help that person. Reach out to that person and offer to do something for them. If you voted right, left, or center, find somebody who voted opposite of you and reach out to them. Understand their point of view and do something. Do a random act of kindness for that person. Buy them a candy bar. Send them flowers. Send a case of beer over to their house. And don't sign it. Just send it over. You know why? Because it'll make you feel better about you. And once you feel better about yourself, you can feel better about everything else in the world around you. Until next week, when we're back with another great, hard-hitting, sales-focused show, I'm Dave Lorenzo. And I hope you go out today and make a great living and live a great life. That'll do it for this week's episode of the 60 Second Sales Show. Reach out to me with your questions, comments, and feedback on Facebook at The Dave Lorenzo, Twitter at The Dave Lorenzo, Instagram at The Dave Lorenzo. Walking down the street, just yell at me, "Hey, that's The Dave Lorenzo." Thank you very much for listening. I hope you make a great living and live a great life. Until next time, bye-bye.